maybe Todd here, some others.
And that's
along that line.
And that's what I'm leaning towards. And yeah, if Todd and I sit down and say, you know, how do we do this? Then we also need to, you know, maybe we're not the two sharpest pencils in the drawer. We will definitely come into other people and say, hey, this is what we're thinking. This is the process we're thinking. Is this appropriate?
We definitely need guidelines. This was inappropriate.
Okay. And we hear that. We need to find out and settle this in some sort of manner that we can make it to where the points can be made from the public, but there is some sort of guidelines for them to follow. And I don't know, you know, that's something to talk
that's
about.
Fine.
That.
Yeah, we can discuss.
Okay. Mr. Wilson, thank you for attending.
My planes are slow today.
You're going to have to take your speed brakes off.
You're going to have to start this thing at 6:30. Got the sun's too high. Morning sky, I didn't realize how late it was.
Yeah, but as the summer goes on, sir, the sunlight stays later. You'll be
I'm
in the fields longer.
I'm trying to adjust to the last.
I get grumpy after 10.
You do what?
I get grumpy after 10 o'clock, so.
That's what I'm getting started.
In the middle of the summer, the daylight goes to 10, so.
Mr. Wilson, maybe you can start when the sun is lower. I'm sure you will. I just had to say that.
With no other public comments.
I was just seeing it before the sun got up.
Mr. Wilson, you're supposed to be sitting up here anyway, so we can.
There you go.
So you keep out on me.
We keep between Larry and I.
You better keep quiet. I'll be more than
done here. All right. With that said, let's go to the next item since public comments is complete. Emergency response, Mr. Garner.
No change in that situation yet.
Wings and moving on to number 7, wings and wheels.
Nothing different. We haven't had another thing yet. So there's nothing to report. Except it'll be the first Saturday in October.
First Saturday in October.
Lord willing, it'll always be the first Saturday in October.
Okay. Anybody else have any comments for the wings and wheels for the committee? Wildlife management. Basically, Jim, I always turn this over to you for wildlife management.
We did go out a couple times since the last meeting with the hopes of killing some deer. That didn't happen. They're hard to find, and it's kind of surprised us because you think you just go out there, 25 of them out there, just go out and shoot them, and it doesn't work that way. We've had some pretty experienced hunters out there trying different things, and they didn't get to the point where they actually shot any deer. Since then, the deer population has decreased. So I don't know if them being out there putting pressure on them has had anything to do with it. But the other thing that's happened is we've taken down most of the fence along Rudder Lane. So I don't know if they're just... If we've had them fenced in the past or what the deal was, but we're down to about 4, I think, now is the most anybody has seen out there, which is a lot better than the 25 or 30 that we had been seeing out there, and most of the time it's just 1. So and I think as long as the fence is down and the construction crews are down there during the day annoying them, they're going to stay out of the woods. And then right after we finish that project, we're going to be starting on Taxiway A with the construction workers down in Taxiway A. So same thing, the noise and the heavy equipment out there. So that's going to put us into the fawning season, which means no hunting. And we probably won't see anybody back out there until after that's over in the fall. So, but I think the deer population is more under control now than it's been in a long time. Even though you may see a deer out there, we're never going to get rid of all the deer, no matter how hard we try or what we do. But so that's happening. We are starting to see a couple of geese come back. I go out there once in a while and try to figure out where they're starting the nests. We do have a nest and egg depredation permit that we'll exercise again. And then the vultures, I don't know why they're out there like they are, but we'll chase them away. Vultures, there was a question last time. Vultures are protected by the Migratory Bird Act, so we can't just go out and shoot them. And yeah. Does that surprise you?
You'll give me a permit, and I'll load those 50